Marie Anderson, and this is VPR Classical's Student Composer Showcase, produced in collaboration with Music Comp, offering online composition mentoring. This month, we'll meet Sam Bestie, an eighth grader at Edmonds Middle School in Burlington. Sam plays piano, viola, and he sings in the choir. He started writing music when he was in fourth grade, after hearing a school announcement for Music Comp's composition classes. We started by talking about one of Sam's most recent musical accomplishments, having a work performed by members of the Vermont Symphony Orchestra. It was called In the Garden.
It had a twist to it where I had to record a ton of audio files, compile together them in the background. So I had birds chirping and other animals.
So you had to record your own nature sounds?
Yeah, I recorded about half of them, and some of them I got off of websites online.
How did that affect writing the piece?
Well, really, it just added a twist. I'd never done it before, so just it was different, and it was kind of fun, and it added just a little something to the piece.
Where do you go to just start writing?
I really just sit down and just think of like a melody in my head, and then write it down, and then just work on putting variations of that in other instruments. And then sometimes I come out with really cool pieces.
What do you think your biggest challenges are? Where do you want to work on?
Sometimes I find trouble just writing musics. Like, I can go like a week or two without writing anything. The only way I can write good music is if I really feel like doing it.
And do you have any like tips or tricks for getting inspired when you don't necessarily have that magic at the moment?
I don't know. Sometimes when I'm really bored, I just look at other people's works, and sometimes that just, you know, inspires me to create something. And yeah, just listening to music.
So tell us about The River. That's your most recent piece.
Well, I composed it for a string trio, a violin, a viola, and a cello, and it came out pretty well. I really, really enjoyed it, and I'm actually playing it with my family, with my sisters who play the violin and the cello.
Did you write it with that in mind, that you could play it with your siblings?
No, not at all. I composed it, and then after it got performed, my mom was like, you guys should play it. And so we've been working on it, and we're actually going to play it on my mom's birthday.
It's really beautiful. It sounds a little bit like Pachelbel's Canon.
Yeah, actually it does. I didn't realize that until like halfway through, but I feel like, I don't know, we were playing that in orchestra earlier this year, and maybe that's what triggered me to write it like that. Just sometimes, just what like you've been listening to and what mood you're in, I guess, kind of can trigger how the piece goes.
Has that ever happened before? Like you found something sort of permeating your subconscious and then seeing it in your music?
Well, I feel like just a lot of times when I write, it really reflects how I'm feeling at that time. Like if I'm feeling happy, I kind of just go off and it doesn't even have to be for Opus or anything. Just write like a happy piece or, yeah, just whatever really I feel at the time.
About The River, why the name?
It's just a flowing piece, so it kind of all flows together and it just reminds me of a river. I didn't originally have that name, and then about halfway through like writing it, I kind of was like, oh my gosh, this is so, it kind of flows and it has diversity, just like kind of a river.